Hello and welcome to this video cast on outsourcing and storage as a service. My name is John Panker. You know, one way CIOs today are attacking business priorities is by outsourcing critical but non-core business processes. I'm talking about things like application development and help desk functions. Storage as a service is emerging as a model for capturing, storing, and protecting data, putting critical electronic business data into action. With the emergence of storage as a service, we're here today to talk about outsourcing and storage as a service with two men who know this market very well. So joining us today are Doug Chandler. Doug is IDC's Research Director for Infrastructure Services, and John Clancy is here. John is President of Iron Mountain Digital. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Doug, we'll begin with you, and I'll start out by asking you, what are the key advantages for managing data under the storage as a services model?
So one of the things that we stress to customers, and we also hear from customers, is that the value of these services isn't so much that the data is being backed up and archived, but that it's retrievable and usable. And the corollary to that is that customers now are beginning to take advantage of technologies like data deduplication, for example, through the use of these services and data classification, data indexing, that they couldn't do themselves, that now their service provider can help them with in an archiving service or in a backup service. So the data is really an active archive in many cases, and that's important for customers as they find that they need to keep going back to fixed content in many cases and use it on a regular basis. So the archive isn't necessarily kind of lost for years and years, but that data is useful over time.
John, tell us a little bit more about Iron Mountain's perspective on outsourcing in general.
When we talk to customers about outsourcing in general and storage as a service specifically, we tend to hear two major themes, whether it's a small or medium business or one of the largest, best companies in business. The smart companies are very good about making decisions, and in particular making decisions between what's core to the business and then what's contextual to the business. And they tend to hold on to things that are core and watch those almost like a heart monitor and keep their fingerprints on it, want to make sure that that doesn't leave their site. But then other things that are more contextual to the business, they're more open to trusting a third-party expert to help them manage that part of the business. And then specifically when we talk about storage as a service, when we listen to customers in the market in general, we learn that the world's changing. That if you think back 5 or 10 years ago, specifically around backup and archiving, that was where data went to rest, sometimes even where data went to die. Today, it's where data goes to exercise. And with new federal rules of civil procedure, with new government regulations, and also just in the post-Enron era, there are in good corporate governance, companies are worried about that data, and they want to make sure that it's being exercised properly, that it's being held for the appropriate amount of time, that it's being destroyed when it's no longer necessary. And that puts a lot of pressure on IT departments and CIOs. So they're looking at that part of the business saying, well, perhaps it's not core, doesn't necessarily keep the lights on every day, but we have to have it as a core competency. So we're better off doing it ourselves, or we're better off trusting a third party. And what we're seeing in the marketplace right now is that those decisions are really driving a lot of outsourcing activity and certainly driving our business quite a bit as well.
What is Iron Mountain Digital's storage as a service vision?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important to note that storage as a service really is a business model. It's not just a product strategy or a small division in a large technology company. It's a business model where the entire business needs to be aligned around delivering storage as a service for the benefit of a customer. And the way we do that is through our vision. And our vision basically boils down into three main areas. First is that you have to be very efficient at capturing and transporting data. Secondly, you have to be excellent at storing and protecting that data. And then third, most importantly, you have to make that data useful. And if you think back, traditional backup and archiving technologies did a decent job of capturing data, transporting it, and then storing and protecting it. And that's traditionally been the two rails of backup and archiving.
All right, one final question for you. In closing, what would you say are the top storage as a service checkpoints?
When customers are considering storage as a service as an option, they really should look at a multitude of things. Some of the more important ones we see customers look at, first and foremost, would be security. Your data, you could argue, is one of your most important assets outside of your people. So you want to make sure if it's going somewhere else, that it's in the most secure environment, perhaps more secure than you could do yourself. So security would be job number one. Secondly, would be cost effectiveness. Why would anyone outsource something more expensively? You would always do it yourself if it couldn't be less expensive. So secondly would be cost effectiveness. The third thing companies should look at is service delivery. So it's one thing to put data somewhere and hope that it comes back. It's another to make sure that the person on the other end of the line, whether you're trying to recover something or actually speak to them about that data, is there, trusted, proven, and has put the money where their mouth is to have a strong service delivery arm. And I'd say lastly, you have to do the examination between what's core and what's contextual. And if it is in fact contextual, can that partner do it better than you could do yourself? And then also, will that free up your IT resources to do things that are more strategic and more core to the business?
Gentlemen, we really appreciate your joining us here today. Thanks so much for your time. That is going to conclude our video cast on storage as a service. For more information on storage as a service, visit ironmountain.com/digital.